It's time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It's time for our Republican American Report. Ruth joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Is it really true we're getting snow?
Well, then nobody knows. And this is the amazing thing about this winter. Pat Pagano is one of the few people that is just very honest. He said the computer models flip and flop. If you were to see some of the computer models, some of them are calling for us to get on Wednesday into Thursday 18 to 24 inches. Some of them are calling for us to get 2 inches. Some of them calling for us not to get anything. For some reason, all these computer programs, and there's six of them, just can't grab a hold on things like they used to be able to. And it's because, and Pat will tell you, it's because of climate change.
Right.
Everything is extreme now. There seems that's the new norm, extremes. Mm. And the computers are having trouble with that.
So, sort of like the government.
As we get more technologically savvy, we get less information.
Yes, absolutely. And it's what's really interesting is the quality of the information that we get in the technological savviness. Mm-hmm. Is totally contingent on people knowing what they're reading or processing, and sadly, so many people don't anymore.
Yeah.
So that it's a chunky subject on here.
It's interesting, and one cannot make plans. One never knows.
But
we made plans last week. We had a busy week and carried through for the most part, starting with finance board back in Falls Village, where the school board presented its budget and the finance board said, nope, cut. So they're back to the drawing board as well. We had the student, I wouldn't say a walkout at the high school, but certainly an assembly to focus on school safety and paying tribute to those at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. The kids did a fabulous job. Those who wanted to, it was completely volunteer, met in the room 133 and gave some heart-wrenching presentations from all angles, and it really made our school proud, I thought. We had Arts Day at Hotchkiss. We had the King and I at the high school. It was just a real busy week, and we start all over again. It's Monday, and loads of budget meetings, and Marshall, we've got conflicts all over the place tomorrow night.
Oh, we'll do. Tonight you've got the Salisbury Board of Education. They are meeting at 5:30.
And tomorrow we have Canaan Board of Finance doing either the school or the town, I'm not sure, budget, and we have Sharon Board of Finance doing both its budgets. Wednesday, we have Canaan again doing whichever one they didn't do Tuesday night, Wednesday night. So lots of budget meetings. This is that time of year where boards present their spending plans to the finance board to see where they stand. So lots of numbers. We have Kellogg Art Book presenting, the kids at Kellogg are doing a book art at Hunt Library, and that there's a reception on Thursday morning for that, and I believe there's I have Sharon Town meeting Friday night.
I didn't see it posted, but I think there is, and I don't see a sign up out in front, but I think there is. We'll find out about
that. Yeah, I have it in my calendar, but I should have checked that out.
The Falls Village Children's Theater has their Willy Wonka Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the high school.
Right. So, again, a busy time. And then on Sunday, the 25th, there is a party to say goodbye to Nick Pohl, who was moving on from the Youth Service Bureau. He's been there about 7 years, I think. And so the clinician, one of the clinicians, is going to be the interim until a permanent person is put up there. And as we all know, what an important agency that is for the community. And Nick has been a major part of that.
And we also want to mention the Jane Lloyd Fund has their big dance coming up featuring the Harlem Line on Saturday at the White Hart at 8:30. Every dime that is raised from that goes to benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund, which goes to benefit families with cancer here in the tri-state region.
Done a fabulous job. with that.
It's absolutely amazing what they do with it and the money they raise and the volunteer work that they have to do, everything they have to do.
Yep. It's amazing. So, yes, busy week, and if the snow doesn't get in the way, we can do some work. We unfortunately had a fatal accident in Cornwall yesterday, early in the morning. A woman was killed going to work at High Watch, and the other victim was taken to LifeStar. And
we don't have the complete details yet because they'll be released probably, I would figure, sometime this morning once it's all written up by and approved by the head. But, you know, it was just a sad, sad story.
Oh, terrible way to wake up on a Sunday morning. Just awful. And we did get out to the Audubon Center in the cold and icy snow, but it was toasty warm in the sugar house and lots of maple syrup flowing. So that's always the fun, and lots of hearty people out there.
And they've got another, they've got the me in there this weekend, I think, talking about his trips with the narwhals.
Right, right. So plenty to do. Winter doesn't stop us here in this corner of the world, but pay attention, because if your budget is being talked about in your town and you're interested in taxes and grand lists and such, you know, don't wait until the town meetings. Get out there now to give your opinions. We say that every year, and unfortunately people get there at the last minute when no changes can be made.
And we say get out to the budget meetings, but also get out to your regular board meetings, especially like the Region 1 board meetings. Now, they have so many things that are decided in advance that they don't put out that you can ask questions on, though. You can ask questions. I forget what they call it, but they call it some sort of new agenda where
consent agenda
where things aren't posted.
Yes.
They're not posted there. But if you get out at the meetings and you know what's going on, you can question these things.
That's been a big issue, a topic of discussion, and it probably will continue. Those consent agendas do. It's a one vote for all kinds of things, and people are not aware. You have to make sure you get out and ask what's happening. And that was questioned at the Kent Board of Education this past week, where, once again, the grading system took a real hit. People are still up in arms over this, not yet proficient, and no failures. And we must note that Florence Budge, the principal at Kent Center, will be retiring at the end of this year. So we have had a real revolving door with principals this year. We've got a new one in Canaan, as we mentioned last week. We have, there'll be a new one at the high school. There will be a new, maybe at the, in Falls Village at Kellogg, because they're doing a search. We're not sure where that will land. And now a new one at Kent. So, wow.
4 out of 7.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
All right, Ruth.
That's a trend.
Busy week.
Busy week, and if the snow doesn't get in the way, we'll be there.
All right, we'll speak next week, Ruth.
Very good. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. And, of course, you can always find the Republican American Report online on robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Republican American Report.